mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones broadcast. Hard to believe another Monday is now upon us, the 16th day of August 2004. And of course, the websites freshly updated for you are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul Watson, who joins us at least once a week, will be joining us coming up here in about 20 minutes to go over a bunch of news and information that he thinks is important. And then we have, a ultra-left-wing group coming on, some would say outright communist, to talk about the FBI and the visits that some of these leftist organizations have been getting. And that should be an interesting interview in the next hour, because I frankly don't like either group, and I really think higher levels are controlled by the same people. But you'll find out about that later in the next hour. Police tell journalists to leave or be shot. That's right. The Iraqi authorities ordered foreign journalists to leave Najaf. I always pronounced that wrong. Yesterday, threatening to arrest or even shoot reporters as U.S. Marines and Iraqi government forces resume the fight against Shia militants in their capital city. And it says the fighting in Najaf, the epicenter of the revolt led by the Shia militant cleric, caused protests from some delegates. Now, very interesting, because we have an entire archive on PrisonPlanet.com with Reuters and BBC and Associated Press where our troops were ordered to kill journalists. American, British journalists have been killed. Tanks have been ordered to aim into the Reuters floor of the Baghdad Hotel. This is admitted, and of course no one's getting in trouble for it. When some al-Qaeda individual supposedly grabs a reporter and cuts their head off, the world screams and freaks out and goes crazy, which they should. But when our government murders journalists, it's a good thing. Well, I don't think it's a good thing, but police tell journalists to leave Najaf or be shot. Funny, that's out of the London Telegraph. Here's another one. And this is out of the London Evening Standard. Gunmen threatened to kill British journalists unless there's a U.S. withdrawal from Najaf. Now, wait a minute. So the al-Qaeda's are threatening to kill the journalist, and then the open Qaeda's are threatening to kill the journalist. So either way, you've got the same thing. Very, very suspicious. And we'll be talking about that. You're welcome to chime in on the subject. Some of the other news here, Porter Goss, in a TV interview, said that he wasn't qualified to be CIA director, but now that interview is surfacing, and we'll go over that. Also, Eurocorps takes command of peacekeepers in Afghanistan. The new European army is trouncing and tromping around globe-trotting right now, not just the new NATO force that's not just in the North Atlantic, but all over the planet. And really scary articles here about citizen tattletale squads, a bunch of different articles, out fighting terror and crime, and crime, and crime, see? Homeland Security certified terror and crime. Spy on your neighbor. Report them. Did they discipline the child in front of you? Do you smell marijuana? That's terrorism. I'm not kidding. Call immediately. Homeland. Keep the homeland secure. Tattle on everyone, repeatedly. Hand in your firearms. Global.
Ooh. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Absolutely back in the saddle again. Monday, 16th day of August, 04. As we accelerate into the Republican National Convention, a giant police state programming session for the entire population. The campaign stops for the cousins, Kerry and Bush, the Skull and Bones buddies, are also little mini police state exercises with lots of police in black ski mask and armored vehicles shoving the public around the streets, letting us know who the boss is. Oh, there is so much news here, just masses of it. Where should we start? I mean, where to begin? I would challenge all of you to begin at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and to just daily go look at all the news that we've got posted there on the site. It's just incredible. A lot of it we end up not getting to here on the broadcast, but later we will talk about this Seattle Post-Intelligencer article, and there's been lots of these out fear-mongering, on American Hiroshima is possible. If a 10-kiloton nuclear weapon, a midget even smaller than the one that destroyed Hiroshima, exploded in Times Square, the fireball would reach tens of millions of degrees Fahrenheit. It would vaporize or destroy the Theater District, Madison Square Garden, the Empire States Building, Grand Central Terminal, and Carnegie Hall, along with me and my building, is what the writer said. The blast would partly destroy a much larger area, including the United Nations. On a weekday, some 500,000 people would be killed. Could this happen? Unfortunately, it could, and many experts believe that such an attack somewhere is likely. We'll get to more of this fear-mongering report, but I want to get into this first. And whereas we saw maybe one of these a month 3 years ago, we now see two or three of these a day. This is out of the Fairmont Sentinel. Citizens on patrol introduced. Now, remember, last week we interviewed the Alabama Defense Forces aide-de-camp to the general, and we had this guy on, and we linked over to their website, that not just the photos that our listener took where we learned of all this in an Alabama football game a few months ago, at a college football game, but photos of these guys at the shopping malls and on the street corners searching eight-year-old girls and with a hamburger and a cigarette in one hand and searching somebody's bag with the other, training people how to live like slaves does absolutely nothing to keep us safe from the threat of Al-Qaeda. And then I learned that all over the country this is happening, but it's the neighborhood watch, it's the high school children, the young people, it's everybody. And, of course, there's no real terrorists to fight. And so they, every time you hear about a Homeland Security program, oh, $1.2 billion for cameras in our city to fight terror and crime. Oh, we put up $300 million worth of cameras for the political meeting we had in town last month. But guess what? They're going to stay in place and spy on you and fight crime. Oh, we want you to go out and look for terrorists and criminals or signs of criminality or signs of dumping motor oil in your backyard, or is the neighbor spanking their child? Do you smell marijuana? Why, that aids terrorists. Call immediately. So, with the backdrop of 9/11, and things changed after 9/11, we've got to do things we never would have done before. Well, then why are you, then, we never accepted a secret police Stasi America, Gestapo America, to fight crime in the past, and it won't fight crime, by the way. It'll actually increase it. The bigger the police state gets, the more crime and more drugs we have. But the point is that this whole backdrop, this whole atmosphere of the war on terrorism is being focused upon the people. Citizens on patrol introduced. The National Night Out saw a good turnout Tuesday evening despite cool weather and last week's postponement, along with a free meal of hot dogs and root beer floats. The Night Out was an opportunity to meet with Fairmont police officers, firefighters, and Gold Cross paramedics. The Fairmont K-9 unit gave demonstrations, and there was a simulated drunk driving accident with a driver arrested and a passenger extracted from the vehicle by emergency personnel and airlifted by Mayo 1. It was also a new group introduced to the public Tuesday. The Fairmont VFW has organized a group called Citizens on Patrol, or COP. They served their country in wars, and now they're serving their community, said Fairmont Police Chief Greg Brolsema. One thing we wanted to do for the Post is to become more involved in the community, said Joe McAvey, one of the COP members. The vets, they serve their community in a time of war, and coming home, they want to keep serving the community. While community organizations come to us for money, we want to be more proactive. We need to get outside the walls of the VFW. Without the community, we won't be there. And he goes on then to describe what they're doing. Just getting started, they're going to be out in parks and in their neighborhoods, and they wear blue shirts. And they say, when you see the blue shirt, you'll know that we're here doing this. And it says, we're just getting started, but we'll do patrols as long as we're comfortable doing so. And it goes on to say, it's all about making this a safer community, and what we're doing is just watching. Oh, boy. And, yeah, we know what you do. I mean, this Alabama situation that I learned is in 30 other states. They just issue military police armbands, camouflage uniforms. They have their own armored vehicles, their own machine guns. We have their own photos on their own website, and they just go out with huge spotlights and shine them up in the sky. It does nothing but train children how to live under this system. And I've got Associated Press reports with the Neighborhood Watch programs going, we're being taught how to look for women that look like they're pregnant but really aren't, or priests, or women with baby carriages, and we're going to fight terror and crime, and we're going to be watching our neighbors. And meanwhile, right here in Austin, Texas, and across the country, I've seen literally hundreds of reports where the school children are given their own little tattletale digital card with a smart chip in it, and they're given $200 per family member, neighbor, people in the school they turn in. Hundreds and hundreds of school districts that we know of for an entire semester in the 6th, 7th, or 8th grade, depending on the school district, have a BATF or FBI liaison, that is through a federal grant. A local sheriff's deputy is deputized by the feds and teaches year-round. Again, it's a semester class. We'll teach two courses a year in there, and we've read the reports, we've got the documents, it's in my film, The Takeover. They sit there and have the children write a journal that's passed in every day, and the police officer reads it, and it's in the agreement that they, quote, are on the playground questioning the students and, quote, developing after-school relationships with them, and now under the new draft. To graduate from high school, you'll have to serve in this and have to serve at checkpoint duty or have to serve in fugitive apprehension or warrant service. Folks, I have all the mainstream news articles. Literal brown shirts, I'm sorry, blue shirts is what this particular group is going to wear. The federal legislation that passed in 98 to start this says they will wear gray uniforms. So just myriad squads of people being formed everywhere. And again, there's not going to be any real terrorist, you know, guys in turbans to fight with. So it's going to be crime and fugitive apprehension and checkpoints and DWI. And they're going to simulate these DWI car crashes, which they do all over the country to heighten the fear and simulate terror drills and terror attacks. They've got one of these coming up in Austin on August 30th. Already had one. Just last week that no one was told about, the simulated events to psychologically condition us. Here's another article, this one out of the Christian Science Monitor. In War on Terror, an expanded citizens brigade. And it says on a photo here, Kamran Akhtar left a federal courthouse Tuesday at a hearing in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Pakistani citizen was detained last month after being spotted making videotapes of Charlotte skyscrapers. He has family that lives in Austin, we learned, and, well, he is video buff and likes to videotape capitals and things. I have to admit, folks, when I am a tourist and when I have time to go on a trip, I, too, videotape landmarks. I remember being a young child at the Hoover Dam taking a 35-millimeter photo. I've got it somewhere. Will I be arrested next? Again, setting that precedent and clearly looking at this guy, he's done absolutely nothing, no connection to terrorists, but if you try to go to New York City and pull your video camera out now to videotape the police, they run over and hit you on the head with a 2x4, basically, and say, you're a terrorist. Why, we've got to get tough. Mike Wallace argued with us. We had to arrest him. He asked, why are you doing this? Well, sir, we're going to arrest you now. Oh, you're chewing a candy bar aggressively. Oh, you're sitting on a park bench in an improper fashion. We have to arrest everyone. Why, things changed after 9/11. And it says now that they arrested this guy, that the citizens are being recruited to call for the arrest of anyone seen with a video camera. Meanwhile, they're putting cameras up everywhere looking at us. Terrorists wouldn't need to take a video camera and videotape things because every major landmark is on online video feeds that the feds have. They encourage citizens to go look at and spy on. It's ridiculous. It's a complete joke.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven. Physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Here about how there's no real security at the Olympic Games going on at the birthplace of the Games in Athens, Greece. Oh, they've got Big Brother face scanning cameras and troops in black and green, ski mask everywhere, and then there's lots of that on the news training you how to live under that. But reporters are saying that you can just easily waltz right up to dignitaries, world leaders, and be 60 feet away. And news agencies have done simulations of getting weapons in. And folks that were there on the ground that we interviewed who were there in Boston, it was all just for the cameras. It was all just an illusion. And it's the same thing with this Pakistani man, and they've arrested a lot of other people out with video cameras videotaping landmarks. Did you know that there are federal and state websites where they encourage the citizenry to go, quote, watch the surveillance cameras? I mean, I can go online and look at all the surveillance cameras that are hooked into the grid in Atlanta, Georgia, New York City, Austin, Texas. It's all right there. And supposed terrorists know this. Terrorists could have hidden cameras. Terrorists can go online and find photos of whatever landmarks they want from every conceivable angle. This is insane. Someone with no criminal record, no background, no connection to terrorists gets arrested, and then now, you know, the Christian Science Monitor says that, oh, citizen tattletale squads are being formed to keep us safe after last week's terror warnings, which turned out to be 4 years old, but, oh, those have been bolstered by a Pakistani in Austin and other cities videotaping things. Brace for nuclear attack. Joining us is Paul Watson. He's got a bunch of news he wants to go over and cover. That, believe me, you'll want to stay with us for that. But, Paul, this development of somebody's got a video camera, they're a terrorist, this is very convenient.
Well, yeah, and it's the same vacuum of common sense as is displayed with the Stasi Society article that you were just talking about. I mean, it talks about people who request information at amusement parks. That's a sign of terrorism. And obviously, as you just said, taking photographs of famous landmarks. It reminds me of that satirical cartoon a few months back, which came out after the FBI had said that, you know, people who buy almanacs may be terrorists. And the cartoon is where the wife calls Homeland on her husband because he's reading the morning paper. And, you know, the train conductor screams Al-Qaeda after a man asks him for the time. And, I mean, it's amazing. I've talked to people who have had their neighbours called the Department of Defence because they stay up later at night than most other people. The neighbours considered that they may be terrorists because they don't go to bed until 2 a.m. How crazy is that? And what's, you know, more disturbing is that the DOD actually sent people around to investigate it.
Well, what they do is they create this atmosphere of fear. Something must be done. And when they get hundreds of thousands of little tattletale wannabes all lined up in their new uniforms, whether they're blue or gray or camo, just myriad organizations out there doing this now, there's no real terrorism to fight. And as we said they would do, Homeland Security is going, okay, crime is terror. Look for crime.
Yeah, I mean, the definition of what they called suspicious behavior, that same line we hear over and over again. In the fear-mongering leaflets, the ones that I've seen, which are sent out by the government in both the UK and Australia to every home.
We now have those here that are even worse.
And, you know, suspicious behaviour is defined as almost anything. It's so broad that, you know, the kind of scum who've got nothing better to do than harass people who are minding their own business will jump on anything, call it suspicious, and then call Homeland. So it's about creating fear, just like in all major airports where they have these, you know, glass display cases showing the things that they had confiscated. Everybody knows what a penknife looks like, but why do they have to put it out there to show people? And it's to remind people of the fear, it's to remind people of 9/11. And a lot of this nonsense from the Stasi Society comes from us going to these airports and just accepting all this.
Well, here's an example. I got a pair of shoes wet. And they got all grimy, and so I got a can of Desinex, and it looks like, you know, powdered sugar or cocaine. And I was putting some in there, and it got on the counter. And I had a repairman coming over in about an hour, and I got the powder off the table. Because, I don't want them to, you know, when they come in here to see some Desinex, you know, antifungal powder on the table. Because, folks, I see articles every day where stuff like that gets you a SWAT team raid.
Yeah, no,
that's all part of the freedom, Paul.
It makes you more conscious of it, which then inculcates that suspicion into you, so you do get hyper about it. And, you know,
Paul, I'm not paranoid. I've had a carpet cleaner almost call the cops on me for a shotgun.
Yeah, now they're putting these sensors in airports, which test stress levels for suspicious behavior.
Stay there, Paul. We're going to come back, get into all the top stories and take calls, and we got some interesting guests coming up, too. You don't want to miss it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit assetprotectionteam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit assetprotectionteam.com or call 888-240-3337.
All right, my friends, we're now 33 minutes and 15 seconds into this first hour. We're going to be taking your calls here in about 10 minutes at 1-800-259-9231. Any of the news issues we bring up, you're welcome to call in about, or any news items you want to discuss, questions, or comments. We're talking to Paul Watson. He's my webmaster for the PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv side of our InfoWar. Paul, let's go over the top stories on PrisonPlanet.com and what you think is most important right now, today.
Well, I think the main story is the threat to shoot independent journalists who don't leave Najaf, because, you know, any government that has to go to the length of threatening to kill journalists in order to stop them reporting on something has something pretty substantial to hide. And in Iraq, it's no different. Yesterday, they ordered all foreign journalists to leave in Jaffa, or they would be shot. And at first, they actually told the journalists that there was a bomb threat to their hotel, but the only threat to the hotel was when the Iraqi police actually started firing at the hotel as a means of intimidation. And
now, I want to stop you right there. I have the London Telegraph, I have the Associated Press in front of me, but it's not really on our nightly news. You have to read the news wires. You have a huge archive on PrisonPlanet.com. I hope you can link this under this story for people, Paul, where they admittedly have targeted journalists. Now, think of the open criminality of this. And at the same time, guess what? Al-Qaeda, they're now saying that gunmen threatened to kill British journalists unless U.S. withdrawal from Najaf. So we've got both sides supposedly saying the same thing. So Paul, go over more of the newest development, but let's go back over some of those past examples.
Well, yeah, we know that the policy of eliminating independent journalists spans back before the war even started, because it was reported by the BBC and on Irish radio that the Pentagon publicly stated that if satellite uplinks were detected in Iraq and around Baghdad that they hadn't authorized and approved, then they would be fired upon and destroyed, along with, obviously, the people broadcasting from them. And the bombing of the Palestine Hotel, which housed journalists in Baghdad, the investigation later concluded that it was carried out by US tanks. The footage showed that. That killed several people. And then you have cases like that of Mazen Dana, the award-winning Reuters cameraman, who uncovered evidence of mass graves being dug where US troops were buried to hide the real casualty numbers from the US public. And he was, you know, shot in the head.
And there's video of the tank rolling right up. He says hi to them, and they machine gun.
Yeah, and obviously these people, the tanks know that they're journalists because they wear the... you know, the clothing which identifies them.
There's no shooting, no fighting going up, and Abrams rolls right up and kills him at 50 yards.
Yeah, and we know that they've tried to keep a heavy lid on those real casualty numbers, which is why you've got possibly thousands of troops buried in mass graves around Iraq. The death of Terry Lloyd, the British journalist, again, that investigation later concluded that he was killed by U.S. troops, but it only came out a month later in the back of the paper. Then you've had Italian, Spanish journalists all brutally executed on the spot, you know, if they filmed anything they weren't supposed to. And then on top of that, of course, the mandatory shutdown of any newspapers who mildly criticized the authorities. There was this big
thing. Well, that's democracy at its best, Bubba.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, there was this big thing about, you know, oh, look, there are dozens of new newspapers cropping up everywhere. We've given them freedom of the press. Meanwhile, you know, they're bombing media buildings if they refuse to follow these shutdown orders.
And then we have a bomb threat of the media's hotel yesterday, and then it turns out it's not a real bomb threat, and our loving military with the Iraqi goons that they've hired are machine-gunning it. Imagine if Al Qaeda was machine-gunning reporters. Oh, why, look how barbaric they are. But our government does it, and it's a good thing, Paul.
Yeah, they're doing it because they're about to go into Najaf and level it like they did in Fallujah. There will be hundreds of civilian casualties which won't get reported on. And now we've got Iranian journalists coming out and saying that the government of Iran saying that they've been kidnapped by the government. So, you know, just how many of these disappearing journalists have been the victim of these staged kidnappings?
Well, that's the point, is you've got some Iraqi security force people who formerly were torture lords in Iran, admittedly, and, you know, you've got old fat guys dressed up, not the normal, you know, Muslim radical, all skinny and in shape, fat guys stumbling around, you know, in what obviously is fake beheading videos. The body had obviously already been dead, even if it was real, and that it looks just like Abu Ghraib, and, oh, guess what, the guy actually worked at Abu Ghraib, and, oh, he was in FBI custody and gets released, and... oh, no, these vicious Iraqis our government's hired, they wouldn't cut somebody's head off to blame it on their enemies, would they, Paul?
Well, no, and one of the last beheading videos, I think it took place last week. It's hard to keep up with them now. There are so many of these staged kidnaps and beheadings. But I personally checked the website from which it was uploaded, and it was based in Pasadena, California, just like, you know, they're either based in places like California, Texas, or London. They're always uploaded from these locations. So,
well, they're also uploaded directly from government websites in the facilities up in Arkansas, and then they upload fake videos, and it fools people. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Yes, I mean, from front to back, it's about shutting down free speech and any criticism of the government. I mean, people are hooded and taken to the camp for, you know, shouting anti-coalition slogans, was the statement in the Associated Press. And the shutdown of all this free speech has got nothing to do with preventing dissent, you know, from causing violence. All the violence and most of the car bombings, from the evidence that we've looked at, show direct involvement and obviously help the puppet government, because it allowed them to pass the martial law provisions, the kind of, you know, where they go into towns and disarm everybody, where they set up 9 p.m. curfews, and they had already prepared all these provisions before the wave of car bombings escalated. So it only helped the puppet government. So,
and now they've hired Mr. Negroponte, who admittedly ran death squads in Latin America. They're sending this guy over to Iraq. And let me boil something down for people that are just tuning in. We've been talking about torture forever because our government's trained the world how to torture. They hired Nazis after World War II to train our troops how to torture. That's congressional bipartisan reports going back to the 70s, okay? And so people who want to make excuses about all of this, you're literally with Klaus Barbie and Joseph Mengele now, and then you said, well, we're in a war, we've got to torture. Well, what do you say to the Army's own report saying children and women picked up for not having their papers in order, or suspected biscuit thieves or firewood thieves being taken to 32 camps in Iraq for severe torture? But what happened is all these neocons committed themselves on the airwaves to torture being good, and I actually still hear them defending torture to this day. And bottom line, folks, the Pentagon's $6 billion program, P2OG, said it is about getting resistance. It is about having a war. It's about having a fight. They don't want the Iraqis to love us, which they did, frankly, at first. Most of them appreciate it. They want it to get bad. They want there to be resistance, because then the war can go on for a decade like Vietnam, and the globalists can make not hundreds of billions, but over $1 trillion in the aggregate out of it and use it as an ongoing crisis and distraction. And that's what you've got to understand. And so to all the people out there that have made, you know, that say, oh, go ahead and kill journalists, you know, Reuters reporters on the street or in their hotel. Go ahead and torture people to death. What happened to you? What happened to your soul, to your mind? We're America. We don't act like this. And to begin with, it's not being done to win. It's being done to infuriate and to create more resistance. Paul?
Well, that's exactly the point, and it's geared towards creating the very civil war which, you know, can then spill over to Iran and give them a pretext to invade Iran. But on the torture point, we now have this new article which shows us that many of the troops are aware of this and they actually try to prevent it. This article out of the Oregon newspaper where the Iraqi police were caught torturing the prisoners. This troop squadron was sent in to basically save the prisoners, but then it was ordered back, ordered to leave, so the torture could continue. So
well, it's the same thing with the female General Kilpinski.
Yes, and
she admittedly said, look, don't try to scapegoat me. I was never even allowed in these wings. I tried to stop it, and the documents got released. So what they do is they go after somebody who's innocent, so when she's found innocent, then, oh, see, the whole thing must be okay. The private CIA contractors ran these areas, and they could only find the stupidest, dumbest former federal prison guard and state guard goons to follow these orders so the CIA could take snapshots, so they could release those photos. This is part of a more sophisticated double game, so the UN can then come in as a savior, Paul.
Yeah. And
so we support the troops, folks. We don't support them being put in these positions. Go ahead.
Well, again, this Oregon thing points out that, you know, it was coming directly from the top, and we know the name of the program, it was Copper Green. But then they throw out these fake photographs, like in the British newspaper The Mirror, where those photographs were fake, but in the exact same prison camp and the exact same troop squadron, they did the real torture a week after The Mirror announced that the pictures were fake.
And then out of that same unit, troops give them fake photos weeks before preemptively to neutralize that.
Yes, and with the case with the photos which were put out all over the internet, which were nothing to do with Iraq, they were taken from porn websites. The Boston Globe carries them as real. Days after it had been admitted that they were faked. And then
and
the
beforehand,
Boston Globe,
Paul, I looked at them and we put on the site that we thought they were fake.
Yeah, well, as soon as we looked at them, we thought they were fake because they showed individuals who were obviously not of Iraqi descent being tortured and sexually abused. You know, it was obvious to see. But then the Boston Globe put them out after they'd already known that they were fake and then publicly apologized the day after. So
that's right. 2 days after it's admittedly fake, top news story, they publish him and then apologize the next day. This is done on purpose.
on purpose to make people think that, you know, each time this kind of thing happens, that it's fake, is to put out that feeling.
Well, here's an example. I've had arguments with people on the streets. They go, there's no torture, Alex. Why do you keep saying it? They admit all that's fake. I go, the Army's own reports, two of them. The Congress went and looked at thousands of photos and videos. It's admitted worse stuff than what we saw. And they just shake their head and go, no, 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 Alex, I heard it's fake. You're a commie liar.
And it was already out 2 years previously that the same practices were taking place at Guantanamo Bay. That's where the program was transferred from, but there was no outcry at that point.
They did things and are still doing things that we can't even mention on the air, folks.
And you dovetail that with the LA Times article from August of 2002, which was entitled, No Leaders of Al-Qaeda Found at Guantanamo. These people are, you know, shoemakers and, you know, stonemasons and people like that. They were just thrown out onto the battlefields, and now they're in those camps to, again, give this perception that real terrorists exist and that we're being protected.
Meanwhile, the 8,000 Taliban Al-Qaeda cream, as one special forces colonel said, were loaded on helicopters, flown to airfields, and flown out on C-130s, and even Fox News admits it, but goes, oh, it was just an accident, Paul. You know, they just accidentally loaded 8,000 Taliban Al-Qaeda on planes and flew them out. Let's take calls here. Wesley in Tennessee, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Alex, I've got a couple of real hardcore questions. What I want to do is just go ahead and just run through this stuff.
Okay, go
and
ahead.
I'll just hang up and let you guys have at it. We have a situation today where we have Tweedledee and Tweedledum for candidates. I mean, these guys are mirrors of each other.
And Kerry says he's now for the war, even though there's no weapons of mass destruction.
You know, we've got two guys that are both both members of they're both bonesers. They both lied about their military records. One of them went over the wall. The other guy got himself three phony Purple Hearts so he could duck out of the active military service over in Vietnam.
Well, I'll tell you my answer to this is it doesn't matter. The presidential election is staged. The real focus should be at the county, city, state level. But there's no difference between Bush and Kerry. But what's your question?
Well, my question is this: if we have ourselves in a situation where, regardless of the outcome of this election, I really believe that we already have pre-planned terrorist attacks staged to happen, probably before the election. And with that in mind, where are we at, and what can we really do at this point?
Okay, thanks for the call. Good questions. Number one, we can expose who has the motive for the terrorism, that giving up liberty gives us tyranny, not security, that they've done nothing to really keep us safe. The borders are more open than ever. They're releasing hundreds of thousands of felons in South Texas alone that are arrested. Front page of the Houston Chronicle. We've got to educate people that it is the military-industrial complex behind the terror to scare the people into being slaves of the government to be used for a national draft. America is being forged into a weapon of empire, and we're being forged by the heat of fear of terrorism. Paul?
Well, yeah, no, I just find it interesting thinking ahead, you know, after likely Kerry is elected, as he's been ordained by the Bilderberg Group, and so has Edwards. So let's take the presumption that there is no terror attack before the election. Then at that point, it's likely that Kerry will be elected. And shortly after, you'll see a raft of new wars launched on humanitarian grounds rather than, you know, threat to America grounds. So it will be interesting to see how the left wing react to that. If they support, you know, the humanitarian wars as they did with wars like, you know, the bombing of Serbia, which was crafted totally on a fraud, the Belsen 92 so-called concentration camp footage, where it was a Serbian death camp. Actually, it was a refugee camp. So it'd just be interesting to see how the left reacted.
And the barbed wire was around the pantry to protect the food.
Yeah, and then the people, the film crew were filming outside of the camp, on the other side of the fence. The film crew were inside the camp, but they made it look as if, and they wrote a story, that the prisoners were inside the
camp. And the people were up against the fence begging for food, looking in on the inside.
Yeah, and they singled out one emaciated man who had had a childhood disease, which made him emaciated and skinny, and they said, look, they're starving people to death, let's launch a war. So it'd be interesting to see how the left react to those kind of provocations.
Yeah, Newsweek and Time had that skinny guy with with the disease, and then of course you see the video later, there's all these fat people on either side of him looking into the fence begging for food. It was a NATO base protecting itself with barbed wire.
Yes, it's just a different circumstance, but it's just as big a lie as weapons of mass destruction. So.
Well, then, remember Bill Clinton during the Serb War went down to the Albanian Kosovo border with Hillary, and Hillary stood there and went, look at the barbed wire, look at the trains. And it was trains coming down and people begging to be let on them to go back to Serbia, all down there at the fence, locked out of Albania. And they're going, look, barbed wire, it's a camp. And people watch that. They're at the border looking through the barbed wire, wanting in. It's just incredible.
And at the same time, obviously, we have Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda helping them, as has come out publicly now. So it'd be interesting to see how the left react when we see that cycle of propaganda come round again in 05.
They're going to love it. They're going to love all the wars. They're going to love the Patriot Act. And they're going to have all the conservatives behind them, too. So-called conservative, Paul. It's all part of the new freedom. You'll all be psychologically tested for mental illness and forcibly drugged as well. I'm not kidding. It's all part of the new freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, I do not agree with the many of the stances and activities of the American Friends Service Committee, or the Quakers, but they've been receiving a surprise visit from the FBI at their homes, conservative, liberal groups, so they're definitely having their rights violated, and we're against that, so we're going to be talking to them. It's happening all over the place, and Paul will be riding shotgun with us, with those guests, and of course your phone calls. I won't have these guests on too long, but that's coming up in the next hour. Also, before I end this hour, we're going to try to get a call or two in. I would take a few minutes out to encourage all of you to visit prisonplanet.com or infowars.com and to go to the safe, secure online shopping cart and to watch the free video clips of the films, to read about them, to look at the different discounts we have to offer on 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, the preeminent 9/11 film that I made, part two of that, The Masters of Terror, that is excellent, one of my newest videos, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, or The Matrix of Evil. I filmed Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. These videos are all over 2 hours long. I mean, some of them are 2 hours, 44 minutes long, 2 hours, 30 minutes long, 2 hours, 10 minutes long. They're multiple films in one. They're $25.95 apiece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. And your purchase makes this show and my staff and what we do possible. So please take action. Get one of the videos, two of the videos, three of the videos. I get three videos and take advantage of that $18 discount when you get three videos. Also, we carry a bunch of different books and videos by other incredible researchers, so check that out when you're on the website, prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, or call toll-free. You can call and ask about different titles or different prices, and or get the mailing address if you missed it by calling 1-888-253-3139. And you are authorized and encouraged to make copies of the videos I produced for nonprofit educational purposes and to put them on Access Television. It's having a big effect. And I want to thank those that have gotten them and have made copies. You've done an incredible job. Please keep it up. 1-888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. What we're going to do is we're going to break here in a minute. We'll come back and go to Michael and Manuel and Fred, many others that are holding, and then we'll get our service committee people on in the segment after that. But Paul Watson, here in the last few minutes, I decided I want to plug PrisonPlanet.tv. Why should folks sign up with PrisonPlanet.tv? In a nutshell, describe it for people.
Well, just on that point, I've literally doubled my efforts over the weekend. I bought a new computer, for the main reason of which I can upload more videos and audios to PrisonPlanet.tv for the subscribers. So basically, we're going to try and get a video up there every other day now. And for $5.95 a month for what's already there in the archives, you know, the physical value of that is worth it alone. And every audio interview of importance, videos up there every other day, special reports, several other features which we're going to roll out in the coming weeks and
months. Both of our books.
Yeah, two full-length books on there already. And, you know, people spend more than $5.95 on coffee every day, some people. And so for $5.95 a month, it supports the free side of what we put out, which is substantial and helps us cover those costs so we can, you know, expand further.
Yeah, it's real simple. We're victims of our own success. We could not continue, folks, with four websites, tens of millions of visitors each month, but now you get exclusive privileged access, prisonplanet.tv, and you were talking about some new features before I interrupted you, Paul.
Yeah, well, we're going to throw more special reports up there. We're going to integrate software which allows things like chat rooms, which are all moderated, unlike the vast majority of things like that on the internet, which are completely, you know, unmoderated and open to abuse, but it's all going to be streamlined, and so a lot of special things come in, and it's going to be worth signing up for a year, I advise.
Absolutely, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, the second hour is straight ahead. Your phone calls, news, and Paul Watson and another guest. Stay with us.